Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Great, are you ready for what we're going to do now? What God wants to say and do? Oh, obviously not. I'll sit down then. It's going to be a waste of time. Right, brilliant. I love Easter Day, love baptizing people, and just love to see what God does when he takes people from the life they've had and where they've been in maybe despair, or they don't know which way they're going, or life has just overwhelmed them. And one day they realize, because somebody tells them about Jesus, that there is another way to live. And as they respond to the amazing message, which is the gospel, which is the good news of who Jesus is, when people respond to the good news, then good things begin to happen in people's lives. They're separated from all the stuff that has been oppressing them, pushing them down, holding them back. And God deals with all of that, takes stuff away, forgives people, and he puts his life into people. And then suddenly life just comes alive in a whole new way. And so this morning we want to talk about two races that are going on right now in life. The first one is called the race for life, okay? And I need some people to help me out here this morning. So how many young people, children or whatever, want to give me a hand this morning in some way? A few people. Some of you become remarkably self-conscious in the last few seconds. Right, we'll come to a few guys in a minute. I'll see a few hands raised. Right, got a few props with me this morning. And you guys can give me a hand. In a few moments. Now, the first race that we're going to talk about is called the race of life. Now, every single one of us in this room today, every person that is alive on the planet, everybody is or has run the race for life, okay? All of us start in the same way. We're conceived, we are born, and we begin life. And so all of us have started this race for life, okay? And there's that race for life is an interesting journey. It takes all kinds of twists and turns depending on what happens in your life. But I need a few people to help me to begin to illustrate the race for life. Come on then. You're always a willing volunteer. Yeah. Anybody else want to help me out? Yep, at the back there. I need a few older people as well. A few sort of bigger people, older people. Matt Taylor, we haven't seen you for a little while, mate, yeah. Come on, Matt. Let's welcome Matt and Sarah. They're back this weekend for Easter. It's good to see you, mate. Whenever you're back, you always come back for these sort of family meetings, don't you? It's because you're having family with your parents, is that right?
I should choose another time.
Yeah, come back when I don't need a... But even if you came, I'd get you up here anyway.
Would you?
Right, I would, actually, yeah. Ian, you need to give me a hand, mate. Let's welcome Ian. You're looking good, mate. What's it like being set free from all the rubbish?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. All right, excellent. A few other people need to give me a hand. Not literally give me a hand, come up here. Otherwise, you look a bit odd with your hand flapping about up here on its own. So, yeah, come on then. Come on in, Chris. You can help me out, mate. You always want to come up here, don't you?
Send the fire, man.
You want to sing Send the Fire?
Was,
how many of you want to sing Send the Fire this morning?
I wish it was backslide.
All right. Okay, that'll do. Brilliant. Right, now, let's have a few things about life. Who'd like to be a businessman? All right, come here then. You can put this tight. Yeah, actually, you were a politician last time, weren't you, with this thing?
Yeah.
And we all wondered what a politician does, and nobody could give us an answer. So, anyway, you could... You can be the businessman today. All right, put that on. Okay, you wear a blazer like that to school?
Yeah.
I better change it and get another suit then, if that looks like a school blazer. Right, brilliant. Also, you can have this laptop, mate. Okay, it doesn't work properly at the moment, so if you drop it, I can claim on insurance. All right, so... Sorry, did I really say that? Anyway. So, some people's... race for life is to pursue maybe a career, a business kind of thing, and just start. You're at the starting line over here. Just face that way for a minute, okay? Somebody else Who'd like to be a bunch of cool people? How many of you have been to 3D cinema? How many? Oh, look at this lot. I know these aren't cool, these glasses, all right? I need a few of you. Put these on. Put those on. I know these are not the coolest glasses in the world. Look at those. They're huge on you, mate. Right. You can be a cool person because you look cool. Anybody else? Come on, you can be one. And would you like to join this cool group? Matt, you're not cool, so I can't give you these, mate. All right. It supports Liverpool, so that's a bit of an issue. Right. All the cool people come over here. Okay, some people, they want to be pop stars, film stars. They want to be the cool people. They want to pursue a certain kind of lifestyle. The race for life is to be famous or to be well known. It's to be a pop star or something like that, okay? Other people, they want to pursue wealth and fortune and fame. Ian, come down here, mate. It's not real money, but it's Monopoly money. Just take hold of that lot, mate. And some people want to pursue in the race for life just wealth and fortune and money is their God. It grips them as the thing they want to totally give themselves to.
What's that?
I think I can hold them.
I won't give these to you, Chris. No, I'll give them to you, Matt, okay? Now, some people, they're just living their life, the race for life. I can't hold them two in one end. You better hold them. And as they're living their life, doing their thing, the things of life begin to weigh them down, begin to oppress them, begin to just pull on them and become just a weight, okay? And so...
Am I supposed to get down on the floor?
No, you can hold them, mate, for a little while, okay? And then... Let's give you this, Chris, all right? Don't drop it, mate, all right? Come over here. Huh?
I'm on the microphone.
Yeah, you can be a microphone.
I say hello,
not
Clive.
Be a microphone. You can be...
say hello, Clive.
You can say it. It's not on, though. It's not on.
That's not on, Clive.
Say hello anyway.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
All right.
Hello, Jonathan Dye.
Right. Well, you can be... What can he be with a microphone in his hand? A singer. A
singer.
Not a preacher. Well... These are all people that don't know God yet, don't know Jesus yet. So, well, some preachers might not, I don't know. But, okay, you can be a singer, you can be a politician, you can just be somebody who wants to stand on their soapbox and tell everybody that they're right, okay?
What do I do, Clive?
Just hold it.
I've never been on the stage before.
I know, you're looking good, mate, all right? Brilliant. Okay, now, let's line you all up. Everybody come down here, okay? Everybody come down here and stand in a line and face that way, okay? Just get in, if you can come in a line here. We will be finished by 12 o'clock, all right? Tonight, all right? Come over. Not in a line that way, a line this way. Like you're going to run a race, okay? You're not going to race each other, but just stand like you're in the beginning of a race, okay? Facing this way. That way.
That way,
that's it.
That way.
I know. Okay. I did pray this morning, honestly. So, this is the race for life. Some people, their race for life, they don't know actually where it ends, but they think they're going to find fulfillment by pursuing a career or filling their life with ambition and trying to get to the top of the ladder, thinking that I'm going to find fulfillment because this is the race for life. I'm going to find life if I race for what I think I'm going to get out of it. And so this guy here, just begin to walk slowly, okay? Because a race is step by step. If you think of a life being 70 or 80 years, these guys, they're pursuing to be famous, and we have a fame culture. You look like the Bionic Man there. It's like... But no, you don't know who that is, do you, the Bionic Man, do you? Never mind, anyway, you're too young. Some of you laughed. It shows, you know, obviously, the $6 million man. Anyway. Stay over here, Chris. Behave yourself, mate. can't sit down yet. You haven't finished. Right, these guys, we live in a fame culture. Everybody wants fame for a moment, yeah? Things like the internet, YouTube, all of those things have made possibly becoming famous or well-known a lot easier than it used to be. And so we live in this fame culture. People want to be a footballer and make loads of money. And what's going on? Everybody's laughing around here. And so these guys, they're on a their race for life is if I become famous or if I can be in the limelight, then I'm going to find life. I'm going to find fulfillment. I'm going to find what I think I'm looking for that's going to fill me. Okay, so you guys move together as the famous pop star people in a minute. Some people, yeah, some people, money's their thing. Money's their God. They just want to. At least while you're laughing, just try and hear what I'm saying this morning. Just walk a bit slower, you lot. Or you can start walking down the aisles if you get a bit further. Just slowly, though, slowly, all right? And so this man, his race for life is around money. The next deal, the next little con, the next thing that he can do, the next bit of backhander, the next bit of cash in the... All of that kind of thing, all right? This guy... He just started out with no particular ambition. He just wanted to live life, wanted to be a family man. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Oh, give us those a minute, okay? So he started out life just on his way, just no particular thing, just wanted to live a bit slower, a bit slower, a bit slower. That's it. Slow down, you lot back there. Slow down. Oi! Slow down a bit, because we'll run out of space. And that's why we need a bigger hall, just because the kids walk too far. Right. And as life goes on, the things of life just begin to get a hold of him. And through choices he makes, he finds that life doesn't go the way he wants to. And he finds that life begins to weigh him down and begins to oppress him, begins to affect him. Some of it out of no choices of his own. It's just out of other people's behaviour that begin to affect him. And the weight of life and the weight of things just began to oppress this guy. You're back. Then this guy is in a race for life and he just wants everybody to know what his opinion is and what he thinks. And he wants to tell everybody, you know, he could be a politician or he could be some kind of somebody in the public realm that just wants to kind of say what their opinion is. Okay, just walk slowly around, mate.
What about okay?
Yeah, brilliant. Now, all these people, just keep walking, all right? Keep walking. All these people, they're on the race for life. They think by pursuing what they've given themselves to that they're going to find fulfillment. They're going to find life. They're going to find everything that's going to satisfy them. And this thing called race for life is going on all the time right now. Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, every day of the week, this race for life. People looking for identity, they're looking for purpose, they're looking for what is life really all about. Why am I here? What's it all for? Yeah, just keep going. Walk slowly, you guys, okay, slowly. Slowly. Do you know what the word slowly means? Slowly. That's what it means. It means slowly, okay? Now, at the same time as the race for life is going on, there's another race going on. I'm just going to have a bit of a pray for a moment. All right. All right. God said to me, don't look at what you can see in the natural. Just go by faith. Anyway, right. There's another race going on, and it's called the race of life. Now, what happens? What's the difference between the race for life and the race of life? The race for life is when people don't know Jesus, and they're living out of their own ability, their own reasoning, their own intellect, their own decision-making thinking, I can do this, I can make it, or maybe the other side of it, people saying, I'm not making it, and I don't know how to get out of it. But there's another race. There's something else going on at the same time, and it's called the race of life. What was Friday all about, Good Friday? It was about what Jesus did on the cross for you and me, for every person alive. That he took the punishment, he took the despair, he took the hopelessness, he took everything that could separate us from the Father, and he took it upon himself and paid a price, the punishment really for our sin. Keep going. You're doing great, mate. You're doing good. To open up the way, to make it possible for people to come out of the race for life and to come into the race of life. Very good. And so Jesus came right into the middle of somebody's life. And at some point, this person had the possibility to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Very good.
There's an appointed time for people to respond to the gospel. And God calls us to pray for people that don't know Jesus. So that appointed time happens in their life.
Very good.
And as we pray, there's an appointed time where suddenly Jesus steps in right into the front of somebody's life, into the midst of them looking for their own ends, their own means, their own answer. And Jesus stands there and suddenly somebody's confronted in the right way with the gospel, the good news of the gospel. And somebody then, as they respond to the good news of the gospel, they then bow their knee. And they say, I'm not going to live life my own way anymore, because suddenly there's a realization, the reality of who Jesus is, the reality of the poverty that there is in somebody's life when they don't know Jesus.
Right.
And realizing actually, even though I've been trying to pursue my own gain and my own way, actually, there's something that is just not fulfilled. There's something that is just not happening in my life.
Right.
Yet when they hear the message of the gospel, something on the inside of them goes, that's it. That is it. I don't necessarily understand it all, but that's it.
Very good.
And something happens in this man's life and he says, that's it, I've got to respond to this message.
Right.
And he bows the knee and he surrenders everything and he comes out of the race for life and he now steps into the race of life.
Very good.
What is the race of life? It's the race that God has marked out for you and me to live.
Very good.
That is walking with him in his purposes for our lives.
Right.
So now what happens? Suddenly God steps into the middle of this man's life through this man. So he's a mate of his. He's been saying, look what God has done for me. It's amazing. I'm not driven by cash anymore. I'm not driven by greed or whatever anymore. Something's taken over. I'm not trying to race for life anymore because now I've got it. I don't need to race for something anymore. Now I've got life in me. But he understands that what he's being given is a gift. Salvation's been a gift. He's received something from God that is a free gift. But then God says, I want you to do something with the life that I've given you. I want you to share that with other people. And then he begins to share with his mate, who is just consumed with business, his own career. He shares, this guy suddenly also, when he hears the message of the gospel, something happens on the inside of him. And he's like, I don't understand it all, but I know that's true.
Right.
And so he bows the knee.
Very good.
And he responds in the same way. And he comes out of the race for life and now comes into the race of life.
Very good.
Cool. Now, is there anything wrong with money in and of itself? No. Is there anything wrong with being a business person? Absolutely not. But it's what drives you.
That's it. Very good.
In the Bible, when you're in the race for life, the reason it gives for that is because when each one of us were born, we were born with something called a sinful nature. We were born as sinners. That means that we're going to live our lives our own way, doing our own thing. And so we pursue our lives in that way. But when somebody responds to the message of the gospel, God comes and takes out that sin nature, takes out the power of sin that drives our lives. And instead, he comes in and gives us his life instead. And so instead of being driven by a sinful nature, we now live according to God's nature, his life that is in us. Just hang on a sec, just wait up here. We'll gather everybody together as they come round. What happens with this man? Somebody You're doing all right. Your arms are still all right, are they?
They're fine. I just didn't really want to walk around again.
Didn't want to walk around again, no. I know these people. What, is you just looking at everybody or you just got bored?
Yeah, I kind of looked at everyone now.
You seen everybody?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, guys, you want to come here? So now for this guy, same thing. Just the weight of life, the circumstances of life. Just come over here a minute. They just weigh down. And as much as we try and live with the things of life, sometimes we try and push them down to try and suppress them, get rid of them, try and, well, if I just push that deep enough down inside of me, then I don't have to deal with it. But how many of you know when people are lying on their beds at night, the stuff that starts to come up in their minds, when there's those lonely moments, the stuff that's been pushed down so deep that people try and come up with behaviour and happy-go-lucky and I'm doing all right and all of that, suddenly in those quiet moments, all of that just begins to rise to the surface. And that's got, it's just the weight of life. And what does God do when he comes? He comes and deals with the weight of life. And he lifts off, and because Jesus took the weight of life, the oppression of life upon himself on the cross, so that we don't have to live with the weight of life in our own lives. Same with all these other guys. Instead of looking for fame and fortune, give us your glasses, guys. Instead of looking for fame and fortune and identity and looking for self-preservation and looking for fame and fortune and the things that drive people, because God comes and deals with all of that insecurity, basically, a need to be popular and all of that, God comes and deals with all of that. And even from fighting, you know, that kind of thing that goes on sometimes. God deals with all of that nature that looks to fulfill self. And he comes with his life, and people then find an identity in him. Therefore, the race for life changes to the race of life. What do you reckon? Now, the great thing about the race of life is, even though we have all the same pressures to deal with, all the same temptations, doesn't matter whether you're in the race for life or the race of life at this moment, we all face the same pressures, the same temptations, the same possibilities to live in a way that is going to cause trouble and hassle in our own lives and others. In the race for life, you've got no power to deal with it. You just are affected by it, controlled by it, and oppressed by it. But when you come into the race of life, things change, because suddenly you have God's life in you, and God's life is a life of victory. It's a life that can overcome the temptation. It can overcome the oppression. It can overcome the desires that controlled you before, but now those controls have been broken. And so you have a life in you which is a victorious life now, so that when the weights of life try and come and push you down, you've actually got the power of God in you saying, no, I'm not going to live according to that. I'm not going to let that overcome me now, because I've got something on the inside that is stronger than that. When somebody comes your way and you say, hey, let's do a deal, let's make some money in a way that maybe you used to, you've now got the power to say, no, I don't need to do that anymore, because my identity and what I find fulfillment in is not in that any longer. Or whatever these things might be. Now, most of us this morning are probably already in the race of life. But some of you might still be in the race for life. And the race for life just goes round in circles, round and round and round. There is no end to the race for life. Even when you die, because your soul is going to live forever. It's just whether you're going to live with God or without God. Let's stand this morning, shall we? We're going to pray.
We go back now.
The race of life. Yeah, thanks, guys. Doesn't you did great, mate. All right, brilliant. Let's congratulate these guys. They did a great job. Bless you, mate. Thank you. The race of life, you don't have to live in your own strength and your own ability and your own power. Because the race of life is all about who Jesus is in you and the life that he has for you. And he gives you his Holy Spirit, which is the power of God that enables you to live this life, the race of life. So this morning, we want to just give an opportunity for anybody here that you know you're in the race for life and you're saying, man, I want to step out of the race for life because stuff is going like this, that or the other in my life, and I understand there's a different life to be lived than this one of just monotony, going round in circles where I don't feel I can find a way out, or I'm just pushing it all down because I don't know how to deal with it. But yet it surfaces when I'm on my own, when I'm driving along or in my bed at night. It's there. It's just in the back of my mind. It's there. It's just in the backdrop of my life and I don't know how to get out of it. Well, Jesus made the way out of the race for life and opened up the way of life. Let's just take a few minutes, shall we? Just close your eyes, everybody, and we're just going to take a few moments. If you know this morning you're in the race for life and you're saying, man, I want to be out of this race for life. I want to be in the way of life, the race of life, the way of life. Then you can just respond this morning. You can talk to God. Maybe some of you are in the race of life and you think, I've checked out and I've gone back into the race for life. I've let some other things begin to drive me and dominate me. I begin to pursue some stuff that is more about the race for life than the race of life. And I need to step back into the race of life or the way of life. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray right now for every person that is here this morning. Father, I thank you that you know every person, every life, every heart. You know whether people are in the race for life or the race of life. And I thank you that you just quicken in every person right now. Just responding to your gospel, to your word, to you. Now, if you are in the race for life this morning, so I want to step out of that and in the race of life. Just very quickly, I just want you to raise your hand where you are if you wanted to say, yeah, I want to move from the race for life to the race of life. Then we're just going to pray together. Is there anybody else? Any others? The race, I want to move from the race for life to the race of life. Just wherever you are right now, just close your eyes. Just stand before God because he's here with us this morning. Firstly, where you are, just talk to him for a moment and thank him. Say, thank you, Jesus, that you've made it possible for me to come out of the race for life and come into the race of life, the way of life. Jesus, I just surrender my life right now. I can't live it my way any longer. Forgive me for everything that I've done wrong. Forgive me for the sin I've done that has separated me from you. And I ask you to take out that sin nature from my life. And I ask you right now to give me your life. I give you mine. And I ask you that you would come into my life right now to be my Lord and to be my Savior. I thank you, Jesus, that you are good. And from today, I choose to begin to walk with you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus. I praise your wonderful name. I praise your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. Maybe some others here this morning, you're like, man, I've gone out of the way of life and gone back to the way for life. If that's you, then you can respond as well this morning. As you're before him, just ask him to forgive you for those areas where you know I've let some things get a grip of my life. Some other things have become the priority in me. I'm pursuing this instead of pursuing God now. I've taken a left or a right instead of just continue to move and walk in the way that he has for me. If that's you, just ask you to forgive him, to forgive you. and make a decision. Father, I thank you this morning that I can move from the way, the race for life, step back into the way of life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We can just have the band up. Let's all just respond for a moment and just talk to the Lord. Firstly, just thank him for what he's done for you. That this day is a day of celebration, a day of resurrection. Thank him for his resurrection life in you this morning. Just thank him for what he has saved you from. Just have a think for a moment. Man, I used to be like that. And God has completely saved me from that. He's totally forgiven me. God, you are amazing. Jesus, you are awesome. I thank you for your amazing grace, your wonderful love. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name. In the way of life, in the race of life, there are things that God has for you. We're God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he has prepared in advance for us to do. That means he's got stuff that he wants to do through your life, through my life. And it talks about in the Bible, as we saw last week, there are rewards for living in the way that God wants to be obedient. Salvation's a gift. But yet there are things that he wants us to do now as his workmanship. He's created for us to do. It's a life of obedience, a life of wanting to pursue the things of God. How many of you want God to use you this week to work through your life, to touch or see somebody else's life affected this week with the good news of the gospel? Just raise your hands for a moment. Father, just tell the Lord, first of all, Father, I'm available. Holy Spirit, I ask you that you would lead me this week. I'll be sensitive to your voice and to people. Can you just give it a little bit more? People that need to know you this week would hear the good news of the gospel through me this week. I'm available, Jesus. If that means it's going to stretch me, then stretch me. If that's going to challenge me, then challenge me. But Father, this week I want to live by faith. I want to go beyond just living in the normal, the natural. I want to live being led by you, Holy Spirit. You know the needs of people's lives. Take me to those that you know that you want to meet through my life this week. Whether somebody needs to be healed, whether somebody needs a practical need met, whether somebody needs to be saved. This week, lead me, Holy Spirit, in the way that you want to go to see people's lives touched and transformed by you this week. We praise your awesome name. We thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.